This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Ticket. T-I-C-K-E-T. Punch my ticket.
Okay.
Hey.
Hot.
She got a ticket to ride. Ticket is this hour's code word. Text the word ticket to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. We want winners.
That's right.
Ticket. Ticket is this hour's code word. Hey, did you want to hit the... There's a slight correction on the Fairmont.
Yeah, Yuzette just handed me this.
We love the Fairmont, by the way.
And yes.
You know, I'm glad to hear that this is not like a new policy they're adopting everywhere.
Yeah, this is an update on that story. Breakfast at the Fairmont Hotel is what's being extra charged. And this is only during the conference. Don't worry, this is our permanent new reality. You can thank the 38th Annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference for the extra charges. The conference takes place from January 13th to January... Oh, well, yesterday was the last day.
Right. Oh, so they were doing it this week because of the people sitting and staying.
And having a meeting at the table.
And doing their day's work on their laptop.
Yeah.
And they're calling it premium or congestive pricing. And
congestive
it's only in effect
pricing
for the duration of that conference. It's not a new policy.
Right.
And they say it's a fairly standard practice when groups this size visit the city.
Well...
They're all saying
that
the
makes
same
a
hotel.
Lot more
it
sense.
That
a
definitely
lot
makes
more.
A lot more sense.
I'm okay with that.
I was actually okay with it before because, like I said, it's just hard to make a buck. And if you've got a gajillion people, you know,
and
taking
people,
up your restaurant.
And people clamoring to come in there and spend their fresh money.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh money. I make it rain.
That was it.
Hose, make
story.
It rain with that hose. I make it rain. Hose. Hose.
I got a couple texts.
All right. I got time for a couple texts, Marcus.
801, California local here. We just buried my grandma in Utah where she grew up. No booze at the one restaurant in town. Try to survive your family during a time like that.
Well, that's when the little pocket flask is an absolute necessity.
406.
You should have called the expert. Yuzi gives you all the tips on how to survive.
There you go.
No.
How to survive without booze. 408. Hazard County is a fictitious county in Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
It is Georgia.
Nah, it's Mississippi. Let's just go with that.
And irony, 650, Jack Daniels is made in a dry county in Tennessee.
No way.
That's what they're saying.
That
here.
Seems impossible. It's Friday. I like that story. What else?
Oh, okay. 209. Marcus said Eminem's last album was whack. It was called Kamikaze. Yes, that album sucked.
Oh, there you go.
That did suck.
That's why they said that. So you did say that. You think that one sucked? I don't really know.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. I don't like it at all. And maybe it's because the buildup was so much and then it came. It was, it was just a.
Remember when he was going back and forth with Machine Gun Kelly?
Everybody.
And you remember when Kate Beckinsale was dating Pete, what's the guy's name from SNL?
Pete Davidson.
Well, she dumped him and now she's going out with Machine Gun Kelly.
Is that what's happening for real or are they just pals?
Well, you think I'm lying?
No.
You think I'm lying about this?
No.
You think I'm making that story up?
Fake news.
No, that's the rumor. I think Machine Gun Kelly is so attractive.
Really?
It's so stupid. He's way too young for me. Late 20s.
He's lanky and tall.
I love the look of him. And then I saw him. So I liked it. I already thought he was attractive. And then I saw him in that, I think it's called The Dirt, the Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah.
He plays Tommy Lee in that.
Yeah.
I was like,
he's very
oh,
good Tommy Lee.
Dude, you are delicious.
He's a very good
I'm
Tommy
totally
Lee.
I'm totally into that dude. And I find out Kate Beckinsale, so he likes older ladies. I was like, hey.
So you
John,
do have a chin.
Take a back seat. Of course, she's in better shape than I am, among other things that she has going for her. anyway, it just reminded me, because when I think of Eminem, I always immediately start thinking about Machine Gun Kelly. Like, hey.
Mr. Minim, step aside.
Mr. Minim.
Oh, hilarious. What a fun day. Thanks for everything, Marcus. It's really nice that you were...
Thanks for inviting the creepy uncle over.
Yeah, creepy old Uncle Marcus. Is that you?
That would be me for sure. See. Absolutely would be me. Do I have any more texts?
You should. You probably have a couple more texts, don't you?
I don't know. You have to,
I guess, you know?
Well, I'm looking for some that are decent, and I mean, all the stuff.
Listen, they're
all
decent.
There's a lot of repetitive
decent.
Stuff, that's
yeah.
all. That's, so I'm not
Did,
saying
was
your
there
texts
any,
are bad.
Let me ask you this. From early on today, that I'm telling you, I was so tickled by our dumb little bit that we did first thing in the morning about, you know.
What did we do?
It was when it was like, well, not a war on men, it's a war on women. The poor guys, you know. Did anyone respond to that? Because I just thought that was so cute.
No one did. Not a soul.
Oh, my God.
Not a soul.
So they all just got the joke and went on.
Yeah, they were clearly unmoved by it.
Well,
went on their way to work.
Maybe we enjoyed it more than they did.
I guess we did.
Clearly,
I certainly did. I was like, oh, this is clever. Look at us being clever on a Friday. It's been Friday all day. God, Fridays are so great. What's the plans this weekend, everybody? Because it's a 3-day weekend. I plan to not drink. Isn't that fun? What freaking fun.
On a 3-dayer, huh?
I know. I got to figure out some kind of hors d'oeuvre for tonight.
What are you going to do? Fest at the San Francisco Punchline.
Oh, you are. Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. You're busy this weekend.
And so it's going to be busy in town here, huh?
Oh, for sure. It is. It's been crazy busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was I going to tell you, Sarah?
About hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, look on Pinterest.
Yeah, I should. I'll take a couple
appetizers
minutes.
Appetizers and just hit the easy.
My mom was saying, you know, just do deviled eggs. And I do. I love deviled eggs so much.
Me
I hardly
too.
Ever make them.
Everyone loves them.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just do that.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stinky. I love them.
I got a text here. We were talking about Hulu. Disney Plus knows. Disney Plus apparently is worth it for the Hulu and ESPN bundles. I didn't know they came with more bundles.
So I guess, right, if you're into sports. I didn't even think of that. But yeah, if you're into sports, that's great for you.
Yeah, you get all three services for $15.
Not bad. Lot. You know what, though? That's the thing. These things add up. Like, it seems like not that much money, but you got 5 of them monthly.
Yeah.
Plus your cable.
If you decide you want
right,
to
Right, a lot
cable.
Of people cutting the cord.
I mean, I think that's who it's directed towards, right?
Right.
The folks who are cord
Well,
cutting.
Definitely. Like, if you're in college and you can get all this stuff just right on your computer,
yep.
you might never leave. Yeah, it's tough. Everything's really changing. What is it, Bryn? Why are you looking around all confused like?
Nothing.
Oh. 707.
That's just his face.
Yeah. I just look confused all the time. He's looking around like, what's happening? I'm like, what's going on?
Here's some filing stuff on my computers.
This person, 707, says, I sold my Metallica Giants hat I was wearing for $100 at a Giants game one day. Because you were talking about...
Yeah. Someone asked you to buy something. I don't know. I say hold out. $100. If someone's offering you money, see how much they got. You know?
You got to make that... That's like buying a car.
Right.
Those are all done. But that's it for those.
Yeah. Anymore?
Nah, because there's a lot of repetition.
I know, that's true.
Do you have any stories that you didn't get to, you want to get to?
Oh, do you want to? Oh, we can keep going. Yeah, I'll do some stories.
I mean, we can go, too.
Do you want to hear a story about cats eating dead people?
Oh,
what, your cat
totally,
will eat you?
I have said that many times. It's not their fault. If you die in the house, eventually your cat and dog will eat you. They have to, and you can't deny them that.
I
they need something. To live.
I got some text here that I'm just reading through.
Get.
Happy Friday. Rain driving tip. Turn on AC with your heater and your windows won't fog up.
Oh. Huh.
Okay, I'll try it.
Actually,
I think my AC's on all the time.
I've done
it helps
that
take the moisture out of the air, it says.
Oh.
I don't know if I can do that. You can?
I actually think my AC button is always engaged.
Yeah.
I don't know. My windows fog up really fast. I constantly have to turn on the
When I get nervous driving, my windows fog up really fast.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, God, like you're radiating
heat.
Yeah,
the heat is coming off of me. It's awful.
All right, let's hear about cats eating people.
A team at Colorado Mesa University's Forensic Investigation Research Station just released the results of a study that answered an age-old question. If you drop dead, would your cat eat you?
Yes.
How long would it take? Like, do they have to be starving before they're like, F it, I'm just going to nibble on his feet for a while?
It doesn't say when the eating would start, but it says, yes, your cat will definitely eat you if you die.
Well, they're starving to death. No one's feeding them. Also, they're pooping everywhere.
Cats, and they say, This is interesting. The researchers also found cats ate the arms first.
Arms first. Because they want, you know what? Here's something. Listen to this. If you've got a cat, you know I'm telling the truth. If you're sitting on the couch and your cat's like up on your belly, or like they lay on your chest and stuff, like right in the way, their ears are in the way, your TV viewing, and your hand is up near you, they will take your hand in their mouth and try to put it on them. Uh-huh. Like, pat me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pat me. So if you're laying there and you've been there for, let's call it 24 hours,
yeah,
and they're all like, I don't understand about death, but I think that thing I don't understand is happening here. I would bet that they start by kind of pulling on your fingers.
Nudging
like,
on yours.
Like, hey, those fingers bring me so much pleasure. Get them going. Mm. And I'll bet that's why they start with the arms.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to, they, you know, they don't want to bite your face. Mm. They love you. Your cat's actually... They seem aloof, but they do love you.
Do they?
Well,
though?
They do.
Don't they need you for food?
Well, they yeah. do. Sure, they you know number one. But my cat, you know, they
your cat will leave you for food other places.
No, not my cat. My cat loved me. Everywhere I was, there was my GD cat for me to trip over. Always followed. Even walking around the yard, cat be right there.
Well, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, both cats. Both of them were like that.
I went to
they
my
looking
mother's
around,
house.
Like, pick that up. Let me have a look under there. Yeah.
Aww.
I went to my mother's house for Thanksgiving dinner. And there were one of her neighbors had a cat in the yard on a leash.
Oh, just like found outside.
Odd. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen people walking their cats.
That's before. Odd.
It's neat.
I feel like it's unfair.
If the cat wants to. No, listen, the cat will run into traffic. How many cats have you seen dead on the road? Come on.
Don't leave your cat outside.
What are you talking about? You can leave your cat outside.
Well, I mean,
and if it's a runaway, but if you put it on a leash,
but if you're afraid your cat is going to, because we put cats out all the time and they just come back. If yeah. you're afraid your cat is going to come back, don't put it on a leash.
Why not?
Come on,
stay
that's
here
not nice.
And get the rats.
Nah,
I see that at Dolores Park all the time.
Oh, cats on leashes.
Cats on leashes.
That's wild.
Cute. Yeah.
Well, another thing is if your cat will walk around with you, I think that's you know great. It's fine, but dogs will go effing crazy yeah. when they see a cat. Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to go. And pull them up and hold them.
Sure.
Or just
turn yourself into an egg and protect your cat.
Nobody else thinks it's weird to be trying to walk cats, huh?
No.
Okay. I guess it's just me.
Look, we love our pets.
I don't know cats that well.
Listen,
so
walking bottom
cats.
Line is
cats
you die
on leashes
in your house.
In the yards.
Your cats and dogs are going to eat you. And you can't blame them. They're just animals trying yeah. to survive. Yeah. You'd eat the cat if the cat died and you couldn't get out of the house.
Mm. Netflix had a movie
uh-oh.
About this.
Cats eating people?
It was a dog that... What was this movie? Oh, gosh. Carla Gugino. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, I sure do. She's
she
the
was
mom
in
on
a
Spy
movie
Kids.
And...
And she's an agent on Entourage.
Yes, and she's on a new show called Jet on Stars. But she was in this movie on Netflix. She was like having sex games with this guy.
Hot.
She was tied to the bed, handcuffed to the bed. The dude has a heart attack.
It's called Gerald's Game, and it's based
that's
on
it.
A Stephen King book.
That's it. By the way, movie, terrible.
Oh, that's too bad, because the book is great.
Movie, terrible.
The book is effing great.
Oh, my God, it's so,
so
bad.
The dog comes in, and the body of the dude,
that's
and
right.
then he eats the body, and he's kind of eyeballing the chick who's laying on the bed.
That's
like,
right.
Like, hey, how you doing?
That's right. After I'm done with him, I'm going to eat you.
I'm coming for you.
Yes.
And he was the least of her worries.
Yes, yes.
All right, I think that's enough. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It has been a crazy week.
Mm-hmm.
All of our love and best wishes and powers of good from the universe, aim them all at Vinny and his family this weekend. Hopefully they're coming home from the hospital today. And
right.
He's been really good about updating. He's been very open about this whole thing. I mean, honestly, the way we work, it's hard not to be honest about every GD thing. So if you go to his...
At the same time, protecting your family.
I know. Oh, my God. It's a total... It's like a tightrope walk.
Yeah.
So if you go to his Instagram, at Vin Hassan, he's doing updates there, and he's got pictures and, you know...
Cute picture.
Real. Oh, my God. That girl is such a little doll.
Isn't
little,
she?
It's not fair. You know? She's... Well, look. Best wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Love from the universe. Send it all Vinny's way. Marcus Osborne, thank you so much for making yourself available. I know this has been a tough last 3 days for you too. What with your hours, you know, I work till 1 o'clock in the morning at the Punchline, and then I walk across the street to the station. So we really appreciate it. It's nice when Vinny's out. It's good to know that we've got a solid fella like you.
That's right.
Ready to come rolling on in.
But look at him. He looks like if he lay down at this moment.
He does look ready.
It's a wrap.
Don't fall asleep on your way home, man. Everybody have a great weekend. If you have Martin Luther King Day off, you know, try to think of the man for a moment. Give him a moment. Yeah. Enjoy your day off.
And go to RadioAlice.com with my Best of the Bay. Has some MLK celebration information.
And I would like to say one thing, in all seriousness, listen to Martin Luther King Jr.'s final speech. I always listen to it every year. It's one of the greatest speeches of all time. Listen to it, and it's such a prophetic, moving speech. So check that out.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll catch you back here. We'll be back on Tuesday. Hopefully, Vinny will be back as well.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Be safe.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.